Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And we are here with yet another very special guest to honor Women's History Month.
Absolutely.
Whoop whoop. We have Miss Scarlett Park. Say hi really quickly.
Hey, what's good?
Ooh. Okay, I liked the way that
I
you
like
said
the voice.
That.
I like
yes.
The voice. Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Go ahead and introduce her real quick.
So Scarlett is a singer, songwriter, and a business owner. She's really just a jack of all trades, or a jacqueline of all trades. She describes herself as a lighthouse for dreamers, is actually has a new project called Dream Girls, and I'm really excited to talk to you more about that and kind of what Dream Girl means and embodies what you're trying to do with that movement. We're really excited to, you know, talk to her. We've actually interviewed her a couple of times already at some events that we've done at Splash Fest and at Emerald City Gala. And she's a really dope person, always has great stories and
energy.
We
Your
just
energy
really
is
love
amazing.
Bringing you on the show,
yes.
Because we know she's going to give us, you know, great content.
Always, yes. And this is actually probably going to be the most quiet setup that we've been able to, yes. to talk to you in.
Yes, this is probably the most personal.
Usually we're like yelling or like, you know, there's people walking by. Oh, Scarlett!
I was actually thinking about that as we were like getting ready for the show. And I was like, man, I like want to ask her like questions that we should already know because of how many times we've seen her. Like,
right.
you know, like what got you into singing? But like, I feel like at the events that we've interviewed you at, there's never really been like a moment for that. Like, let's delve into your life story.
Right, right. Here. Not time for like deep combos.
Yeah.
Right. No, we've definitely been like, it's always been like, hi, how are you? It's good to see you.
Yes. So we're all business. So.
Always.
Yes. So we're definitely excited to, you know, talk to her more about her projects, her businesses, and everything that she's doing to support other women, you know, in the industry. But other things that you can expect today, since she is a musical guest, we're playing Name That Tune again. And we're going to see if she can beat Twia's high score from last week.
She crushed it.
Twia has a high score of 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, absolutely
she's
crushed.
She's doing
it.
Better. She did better than both of us. I've got the lowest right now.
I am not. I'll say right off the bat that it's not my strength. So
hey, you might surprise yourself.
I might. I'm gonna do my absolute best. But considering it's the morning and I'm already, you know what? We're gonna lead with
be
confidence.
Be positive though.
Exactly.
Positive.
You got this.
I'm gonna nail this. I got this.
There you go. After we do our icebreaker, we'll get into an interview with Scarlett so that you guys can learn a little bit more about her, as I said. And then we're gonna get into a hot topic. It's an interesting hot topic. We're gonna talk about two things in tandem. We felt like they kind of went together, were relevant to the month, but we're going to talk about the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview with Oprah, as well as the Grammys that happened this past weekend. And man, were they hot, hot, hot.
They were so hot. My mouth is still on fire.
I mean, Meg woke me up out of the hardest slumber and I was awake from there to the end. I was like, I'm amped. I need a live concert. Like it was great. So excited to talk about that. But let's go ahead and jump into the icebreaker to get us all warmed up. Okay, so as you guys know, we are back with Name That Tune. This is our spinoff of the reboot that's on Fox, and it's hosted by Jane Krakowski. We have 10 songs that are pre-selected. Scarlett will get 20-second clips of each song, and then she'll have 10 seconds to guess that song. Are we giving half points? So, like, half points if she gets the song right, and then a half point if she gets the name right, and then if she gets both, it's a full point.
So, I think, yeah, that's a good point to establish that, because if we were doing, like, the actual Name That Tune, they'd have to get the song title.
Just the song.
Yes, they wouldn't get credited for the artist.
Okay.
So, it could be one of those things, like if they know the artist and not the song title, we could give them a point for that. Like if at least let's do that. If it's one of the two, I feel like that could
Let's do that. It's a spinoff, so we can do it how we want.
You know?
Okay, so half points for each piece. All right, Vinny, let's kick it off.
Oh God. I want to say it's called Last Chance, and I want to say maybe by this is probably totally wrong, but Diana Ross, is that right? No.
You're very close.
You are very close. You're like tiptoeing. You're tiptoeing. So what is it? What am I doing right here?
Disco.
Well, what am I all
dancing? Dancing Queen.
Okay, so it's just dance.
Oh, it's just dance.
Last dance.
I was like, just dance.
Just dance.
It's last dance.
Last dance.
Last dance. Okay.
By Donna Summer. Yeah.
By Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. Damn. So let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.
Let's dance. I can sing it, but I can't guess it. I don't know the name of it.
It's funny that you say that because I don't think initially I knew what it was either. But once it went on, I knew that Last Dance was coming up. So I was like, oh, I know it. I
had to stop it right before that Last Dance was coming because I was like, that's going to give it away. But like, hopefully the buildup will give her something. But that's okay. This is also an opportunity to learn some new music. I like it. or maybe the titles even.
Yeah, the titles.
All right.
Okay, here's number two.
Next. Oh, whoa, wow. I can't speak. The past is gone. It went back like dust to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the do's and not the play.
Yeah, it's Aerosmith. What is the song?
Sing
name?
For Latia.
Keep working at it. Keep working at it. Yep.
I have no idea what the name of the song is, though.
It's Dream On.
Dream On, Dream Girl.
Yes, Dream On.
Oh my God. I should have known.
There we go.
I can tell that you knew that one because I could tell that you knew that one.
I did. I knew it.
It's
Damn.
Funny. That song has come up way too many times in the past, few days.
It's been like used on commercials. I feel like lately, like I've seen it on a few like advertisements. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, we went out to the lodge, and Dream On came on over like the speakers there, and our other roommate Latia. There's a part of the song where he's like
sing for the tears.
Sing for the tears. But when you listen to it, it sounds like sing for Latia. We're like, and now we can't unhear it.
Can't unhear it. Yeah.
Love that.
What is he even saying?
Forever will be. Right.
Okay, so you got a point for Aerosmith.
Get because a point
you
for that.
Knew
sure. mm-hmm.
you knew off the bat. You said, oh, that's Aerosmith. So
this is so funny. This is literally like my weakness. As a musician, I feel like I should know more songs, but I just don't. Like, I'm so that person where like I'll recognize a face, I won't remember somebody's name, and I'll recognize a song and I won't know what it's called. So this is a good like, especially in the morning. You guys are killing me here.
Right.
Wait, so you said you recognize the faces but not the name. So you're like, hey you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Hey, it's girl. Bad. Hey, pal.
It's bad. But a good trick for that is introducing them to a friend. Hi, this is my friend.
Oh, right, because then you have leverage on the other side. Well played. I like that.
Look, I'm like going to transfer that over.
Everyone's all writing it down.
Right. Okay,
recognizes that
one.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, Sophia, this is my friend. They're so great. But we laugh. I mean, my friends and I laugh better now because there's certain friends that I have where I didn't remember their name for the first five times that I met them.
Oh, jeez. That's
I don't know what it is. I'm going to say it's a form of dyslexia. I'm going to say that I have an actual disorder.
I'll take it.
Plus, it could depend really on where you're meeting them.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, depending on where you're meeting them too. Like if you're in one of those show environments, you're meeting so many people. Literally. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like we met somebody for the second time doing something with the martial law band, and we thought we recognized her, and then flashed back to the Emerald City gala event, and she was there too, and was like, oh, so we have met you before.
Right.
Yeah, we just completely didn't register it, you know?
There was just so much going
on. Yeah, so much going on.
It was so much fun. Oh, sorry, Joes.
Okay. Song number 3.
Went from slavery to the army, South Central LA, where he raised Randy, who taught me, son, cops don't play. Marshall just do, yeah, whatever they say. They power hungry and they just might spray. Just live to fight another day.
I have no idea who that is. I'm just kidding. That's Marshall Law Band, although I'm not sure I know the song name. Shout, scream and shout. Black Lives Matter.
We'll take it.
We'll give it to you. Yep.
Oh, Black and Proud.
It's
yes.
called Louder. Louder. Black and Proud.
Louder. Black and. Okay.
We'll give her Black and Proud.
We'll give it to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm dead. You're like, I have no idea who this is.
And he says his name, too.
Right now.
Right?
I was like, well, that's a dead giveaway.
Right. Well, and I was like, wait, I recognize that voice, but I was like, I don't know if they're playing local artists. So, yeah.
You set it up into the lead into the question, too.
Right. How did I even?
I don't know.
Know
I'm like,
got
oh,
to be the third
that
song.
That was just perfect timing.
That was crazy. That I was like, ooh. That's
I was going to flip them, too, on the fly.
Because I don't know what song she submitted either. So, we don't know. Yeah. I don't know what she submitted. Right. So.
I wanted to do a local Seattle band because I try to pull one every time.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Challenges.
They're killing it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're 2-3.
Yep. Yep.
Not bad. Okay.
Not bad.
Here's our fourth.
Oh, wait, are you guys letting me get the ones where I just guessed the artist?
Yeah,
we're giving you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't play easy on me. I think those are half points, right? I only have 1 out of 3. I don't feel good. I don't feel good saying I got 2 out of 3 because
you
I did
are
not.
So funny. All right, fine. We'll give you 1. Yeah. And don't mess it up moving forward. So I'm just kidding.
I'm not here for any handouts. All right.
I was going to say the martial law one was kind of on, but
yeah.
Okay.
So we're at 1 then.
Right. We're at 1.
Okay. All right.
But we're on the fourth song.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll let you listen. Okay, I gotta cut it off. I can't play anymore. It's right there. 2000s. Hot
it's
band.
Definitely NSYNC. That's JT all the way.
Okay.
Of course.
That's my boo. But every little thing.
It's Jessica's boo.
So here's the thing. I want you to get this one, and I know you will. So I'm gonna try to help you get there without giving it away. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
This song gets super popular in April. Everybody reposts.
Oh, it's gonna be me.
There we go.
It's gonna be me.
Right.
Because my birthday is in May, so that is I always post that.
Well. Way to tease that one.
That was a good hint.
I love that. Yes. Because it's so funny. It's one of those other things where it's I just can't unhear it, you know?
Right.
Once they start.
Well, everyone's memes. All the memes.
Yeah, yes. And the way that he says it, May.
May.
That was so early 2000s. Like, Britney was doing the same thing. May.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's such a good point. She's so good. Especially, like, in Oops, I Did It Again. Mm-hmm. She has that sound in, like, that song, too. I hope that wasn't the song you chose.
I did not.
Nope.
I did not. I think that we're safe. I think that we didn't pick any of the same songs.
Oh, I love it. Okay, cool.
I would have said something.
Okay, so now are we on song number 5?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, I grew up on this.
I know, dang. Is that, it's like Paula Abdul or Madonna?
Oh!
It is Madonna.
Is it?
Okay.
I don't know this one.
Madonna. Okay, let's think about Madonna songs.
We're all like...
I don't think I know it. I don't know it either.
Really?
I'm trying to think. You, Scarlett.
It's not Vogue. I don't know any Madonna. What am I saying? I don't know a lot of Madonna in, like, song titles. I've listened, you know, listened to her, of course. But.
Dang, I don't know a good clue. It's like something you would plead with your
So it's not your mama, but your
Oh,
what's other than
it's
mama?
When your father.
Yes.
But
it's when your parent is like
with
lecturing at you.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Papa don't preach.
Hey.
Yeah, like,
oh, there we go. Okay, I had no idea.
Don't preach. Okay, yeah.
It's crazy. I was like,
Papa don't preach.
There it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how to give a clue to that without.
No, those were good hints.
Papa don't preach.
And you know what? Like, one of my favorite games ever is catchphrase, where you have to, like, describe a word without saying
it. Oh,
word.
My God. I love that
so,
game.
Like, I am good at that, you know, like if I can get a clue or like a hint,
you'll
know, about
it.
Something, I'll get it. Yeah.
Okay. We got you.
Oh, right. Okay. That was a good one because I don't even think I would have known that.
We got a full point here.
So was that 4? Is she 3?
Yes.
4? She's at 4.
So I picked that song because I wanted to make it a bit challenging. And I know that you like Lady Gaga and this is random. So I was just like, who is like an older version of Lady Gaga. So I went Madonna.
That's true. Madonna paved the way so that Gaga could do what she
Madonna
did.
Yeah. Paved the way for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then Madonna still tried to hang on.
Madonna will forever, like, no matter what day, time, year, place, anything, Madonna could come back and just.
Yeah, but she's got to lose the grills.
I'm weak.
The grills?
At her age? No.
You know, like, I mean, no, you don't think
with Madonna, the grills, I don't hate the grills. There was this time, though, the last like couple years she popped out with like this weird butt thing.
Oh,
she had like this fake butt thing going on. And that we were all like, Madonna, honey, sweetie, what are you doing? Stop. Knock
right.
it off. Do you not remember that?
I'm going to have to.
It looked like a padded kind of like diaper butt. It was like.
Oh, totally.
It was not a good look.
I got to look that up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Okay.
Not on the work computer, though.
Are we on song number 5 or song number 6?
6.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay. Let's go. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care as long as you here by 10:30. No later than drop them drawers. Give me what I want. My man is my man. That's it? Oh, God. I don't... It's like either SZA, Summer Walker...
Who was the first one?
SZA. Oh, gosh.
The part of the week that we all look forward to. I give it away.
It did. She said that word.
Yeah. Weekend? Okay, what's it called? I don't know. What is it? Weekend vibe?
It's called The Weekend.
It's The Weekend.
Oh, The Weekend. Oh, okay.
You're like 9 to 5. I'm The Weekend. Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Okay, that was a tricky one.
That it wasn't. You don't have to lie to me. It was not a tricky one. That's amazing song.
You're so funny.
I'm done.
Like, don't play me.
Don't play me, ladies, okay?
You ain't got a lie to kick it.
I'm miserably failing this right now, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to make up for it.
I think that you could still beat one of us.
Right. There's still time to beat me for sure.
Vinny?
Yep.
So you say you wanna get away. We don't need a plane. I could be your escape. Take you to a place where there's no time, no space. I could be your private island on a different planet.
Yes. Okay. So Jenny Aiko, right? Alina Baraz.
Yes.
Okay. Alina Baraz, like Paradise.
You're very close.
So yeah, what is it?
It's when you're like,
I don't know it.
Oh.
It's when you dream about something, but it's like even more than that.
It's even more and glorious.
And it'll never happen.
It seems like a.
Oh, it happens, Jazz. Come on now. They turn into reality.
No, I know this song. I love this song.
Mariah Carey has a song.
Oh, good tip. Good hint. Good hint.
let's see. Alina Baraz. Oh, it's such a famous song. No, I can't remember.
She wants this point. So
what's your wildest?
What's your wildest?
You better not be looking it up there. Don't be looking it up.
Another word for like dreams.
Fantasy.
Oh!
Yes. What is it?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, good! Fantasy, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I love that song so much.
I don't know that song either.
What?
I know Alina Baraz, but I don't know that song.
Go back to her very, like,
I'm sorry.
So good.
Disappointed in myself. It's okay, guys.
Alina Baraz, I like her. I respect her. I like how she just kind of gets in, makes her music, and gets out. She's not really, like, in the tabloids. Like, she just does her thing, you know?
Same. Good point there.
And, like, she makes good music always. Yeah. That's like, I just feel like I'm always waiting for her to drop some new music. I'm like, is it time yet? All right.
Benny.
Drop the beat.
Britney Spears, Lucky.
Yeah! Yeah! She knew that one.
Look at that.
Solid.
Oh my God.
And the world is spinning, and she keeps on winning.
Something about the bubblegum pop, right? I mean,
that song is just like, what I love about that song is that, like, even then it was relevant for her, but it became even more relevant for her as her life and, like, career went on. Mm. And I listened to it with, like, a different lens now, you know? It was kind of foreshadowing in a scary way, to be honest.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Right, which is interesting, actually. Let me look up who wrote that song, because this could get dark. Who wrote it? Songwriters Max Martin. Yeah, so she didn't write it at all, which is just kind of like,
oh wow, you know,
like everybody was like pulling these puppet strings with her. So,
and somebody,
like,
wrote it for her.
And like, that's kind of sad that it's foreshadowing for that, because it's like people kind of knew what was going on behind the scenes already, right? To write that and then to make her sing that, I'm like, ew.
Mm, yeah.
Great song, but.
yeah.
Oh, man. That does break my heart. All right.
I know.
We need Sorry, to go y'all.
I know. Next song, Benny.
Yeah, quickly.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Sequence smile.
Taylor Swift's Folklore.
It's off that album.
Mm-hmm. I don't know a single song off that album. I just know the album name.
It's so, like a
sweater.
Ooh.
Okay, another word for a sweater.
Cardigan.
Yeah. Ah! Yes. And you came back to Thai jazz. Look at that.
I'm like, she's white. It's got to be a cardigan.
I'm dead.
It's funny because I told Jasmine, I was like, I always pick like a song that is out right now. And I get, she won a Grammy for this. She performed this at the Grammys. And I guess it's also on a commercial. And so I was like, this is a popular song.
Yeah. Like, I saw the commercial too. It's stupid. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift. Sorry.
I think she's a great lyricist.
She's great at what she does, but her,
yeah.
I do not think I like.
Do you hear her, the right. latest beef yeah, she has with Netflix yeah. or whatever? Her latest beef with Netflix?
I can't really relate a lot to her, but I think that just mm-hmm. from a you know, strictly music's stance, I like her. Yeah. I've always liked her lyrics.
She does right. a really good job at translating real life like events and stories and things into song. Yeah.
And it is very like metaphorical with it.
Yeah.
That's do you know about her?
Definitely, she's a storyteller for sure.
Yeah. The beef that she has with Netflix right now, do you hear about that? Like someone made a joke about her.
So like Virginia and Jenny, whatever that
Jenny
show is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia, Jenny, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, they made a joke about Taylor Swift's dating history. And Taylor Swift went all up in arms about like, you know, in this day and age, you shouldn't be disrespecting a woman like that. And I expected more from you as female writers, blah, blah, blah. Like, kind of, I feel you on that. Like, she woke up and just needed to be mad at something that day. And that's what it was. That's how
I
feel.
I mean, of all the things to be protesting and upset about right now, like, come on.
I mean, it's like when you're a celebrity, like, we always talk about every celebrity's dating history.
Right.
We always talk about J-Lo's dating history.
She does date a lot of guys.
Hey,
it's
right.
Like, that's a fact. And you kind of own that.
And that's the thing. It's like you've made a majority of your like life's work and living off of this stuff. Own it. People are going to talk about it. Don't be upset about it, you know? And I think her point was like, you know, I don't even have a dating record like that. Like, you know, I haven't been dating people, you know, recently. But still, it's just like it's one of those pop culture references. It's going to
be
pop.
It's like John Mayer. John Mayer is the same way.
Yeah. Yes. Like, come on. John Mayer, though, I would date. I would date John Mayer.
Really?
I have a weird spot. There's certain guys that do it for me, Scarlett, that make no sense. Like Harry Styles, I love him so much, but it makes no sense.
Mm.
He's not my usual like cup of coffee.
I love Tay.
Cup of coffee.
Tay's looking at you like, okay, where's she gonna go with this one today?
A cup of coffee.
I know, right?
I like it.
Benny, was that all 10 songs?
No, we have two more.
Oh, we have two more? Okay,
well, we have our last one, but then we have a bonus if we needed it. So.
Okay, let's do the last one.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Hand me your Stella and fly. By the time I'm out the door, you tear me down like Rockmore. I cheated myself.
Like I knew I would.
Yes.
You know I'm no good, Amy Winehouse.
Oh. Yeah!
She started singing it. Why not?
Of course.
Get my boop, boop. Of course. Okay, that made me so excited. I knew you'd get it, Amy, because your sound reminds me so
that
much.
That is my girl.
Yeah.
I
knew it. I had a feeling. So
yes. I literally know every word to every song she's ever written.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, I was thinking about putting like a different one on there, not one of her like super well-known ones, because I wasn't sure. Good to know, though.
That's interesting.
Amy Winehouse is one artist Scarlett knows and loves. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I'm definitely one of those people where like when I find something that I like, it's just like I run it into the ground. You know, like there's Britney Spears was my girl. Christina Aguilera was my girl. That was definitely like my like I just love them. And then Amy Winehouse came out, and then Adele came out, and then Regina Spektor randomly
Adele.
Also.
Random. She just came up in some other game of ours the other day, and I was like, you know that one song that she's got? Ha, 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 ha. And they were like, no. We don't know that song.
She's insane.
She's unique. She's very
so good. Yeah.
She's got a unique sound for sure.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear you say all those people because there were a few that I was gonna put on the list.
On the list.
And I'm really glad because I feel like we would have had two Amy Winehouse songs.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. If you had went that route.
Yeah.
Well, Scarlett, your final score is 7 out of 10.
Look at that.
That's not bad. Okay.
You're tied with me right now, and I know where I'm sitting.
I'm dead. You did very good. You were beating yourself up, and look, you did it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. But before we do that, thank you guys for listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Stay tuned.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. Phonics worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m. KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, 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 welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we introduce you guys to our guest, Scarlett Hart, and we also played Name That Tune. She scored 7 out of 10, so now she's like right behind Tuya.
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep track of this. 7 out of 10, Scarlett. Tuya's 8 out of 10, and so I'm at the bottom.
It's okay, Jasmine. Maybe we'll give you a second chance now that you know what you're getting into.
I believe it, because now that I know, too, the kind of songs that we could put in there, I'll make yours a little harder.
Okay, okay.
Well,
look, I'll keep my first score. The 7 will always stay. But now that we've played that fun game of Name That Tune, got to know each other, maybe woken up a little bit more. I pretty much finished my coffee. We're going to get into an interview with Scarlett about her new projects and about like everything that she's got going on. Before we get into it, we actually wanted to intro it with her new song. Benny, can you play that for us, please?
Dream girl, when you see
Ugh, Scarlett, I love that song so much.
It's that, like, do you think I'm love? It's that part. Yeah, I love it.
Like, it's the whole song, the vibe of it, and the beats. Like, I'm getting chills listening to it.
Thank you. It's definitely dreamy.
Yeah, like, exactly. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And yeah. I even see, like, in the future when we're able to, like, you know, play live concerts again, like, will you play this with a live band?
Yes. My goal is definitely to bring back my band vibe.
Yes.
I performed at the DJ for the last year, kind of just exploring a new sound. And, you know, it just wasn't really for me. I really like the energy on stage of having other people up there and being able to change the song form as well. You know, if I feel like the crowd is really vibing with something. Being able to, you know, be like, all right, let's throw some solos in here and, like, let's keep the vibe going. And when I was performing, you know, with the DJ, you can't really do that. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to kind of be bringing back this. I'm calling it nostalgic pop.
I like it.
I do. I like that you brought that up because I've seen that. And I was kind of like, what does that mean to you? What does nostalgic pop mean to you? What is that style?
Yeah. So I've just... I have a hard time kind of putting, you know, my music in a box, which I think a lot of artists do. And I don't think you should have to, you know.
I agree.
I'm very influenced by a lot of different artists, some that I named, some that I didn't, like Frank Sinatra, Mozart, Chopin, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald. Like, you know, I've spent a lot of time, like, studying just a lot of the greats. And so a lot of those different sounds really play into my music. So each song on this upcoming record, Dream Girl, is very reminiscent of a different era and or a different artist. That I love and look up to. So,
well, that's got me excited. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So, cool.
So with Dream Girl, is that the only song right now of this project that we've heard, right? So we've got no idea what else to expect, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So Dream Girl is the song that kind of launched the entire dream verse, I'm calling it, because it is, Dream Girl is also now a brand that I will continue past this, you know, this album and this project, because it's kind of the story of what I went through and what I the journey that I began during COVID, because, as you know, we all know, it was a lot of everything, and my specific COVID story was my fiance and I broke up, and then we all went into quarantine, and I lost, like, 100% of my income because I was working. I run a company called Park Ave, which provides opportunities to independent artists, specifically in Seattle, and so I was curating, like, high end music showcases at hotels like the Fairmont and the Four Seasons and things like that. So obviously when COVID hit, that was, like, you know, 100% gone. Yeah. Music and hotels was, like, the last thing anybody wanted at that point. So I had to go back to square one after building up, you know, so much. And it made me really take a look at, you know, are you the person you want to be? Are you living the life you want to live? Satisfied with the choices you've been making? Do you feel like you've been using your time wisely? Do you feel like I wrote this song, Dream Girl, as a love song for my ex. And it wasn't finished when we broke up. So when I went into the studio to record it, I was like, God, this is kind of hard to sing this, you know, still kind of labeling it as a love song. And then the more I listened to it, and the chorus of it is like, did you really mean it when you said I was your dream girl? The more I kind of hated that phrase. And I was like, why am I asking somebody that?
It's funny that you said that, because as you were talking about it, and I had that in mind, that do you think I'm loving? I'm like, that's interesting how you've translated that, or how you've spun that.
Yeah. So, because when I was writing it, it was endearing, you know, it was like, you know, do you think I'm lovely? Like, love me, like, da da da. And then I realized, I think, after that, it wasn't really coming. I mean, it was coming from a place of love. Like, there was obviously love there, but it was more coming from a place of neediness and, like, codependency and not knowing how to really, I wasn't, I basically like, you know, did you really mean it when you said I was your dream girl? I was like, I don't ever want to ask somebody that again. Like, I want to stay, I want to come from a place where like, I am the bomb. I'm the best version of myself. I am confident. I've taken the time to dig through my trauma and dig through my past and dig through my insecurities. And I come to you in a place of confidence, and I will never have to ask you if I'm a dream girl, because I am. And I've taken my time. I've done the work. I've done all that. So it like really launched me into this like, okay, well, what does that mean to you? Like, what is your dream version of yourself? You know, like I spent so much of my early 20s like chasing men and chasing, you know, and chasing validation from literally everybody but
everyone
myself,
yes, yeah,
you know? and it's especially as a woman and as an artist, as a just it's hard, you know, you want that validation and you want that, and it feels good in the moment, and it's not everlasting, you know. It's not something that will fulfill you. It'll always be something that you're chasing, and it'll always be something that leaves you feeling empty when that person decides that you're not what they want or whatever, you know. And now like I'm talking to this guy right now, he's a total whatever. Like, you know, a couple of years ago I would be in shambles about it because he's so like toxic, and and I'm like coming from a place now where I'm like, nothing that you say, or you're leaving me on red, or you're this, or, you know, nothing that you're doing can shake me.
Yeah.
It cannot shake me, because I am literally doing what I want to be doing, and I'm seeing results, and I'm feeling results. I'm not waking up in the morning anymore with just insane anxiety, you know, like I would just, so that's what Dream Girl is about. It's about like conquering that intense self-doubt that a lot of us feel, and that intense like craving for validation from somebody else. It's about embarking on that journey of, well, why do I feel that I need that? Why do I feel insecure in any way? What is the root of that? Where is that coming from? How can I get over that? And also, like, you know, like, what can I do to be closer to this like dream version of myself that I have in my head? Because we all have that in our head, you know, like, whether it's, you know, a lot of people let that die, and they're like, well, it's just never going to happen for me. And I truly believe that that is not true. I think that
unless you allow it, you know, you're in control of that.
You're in control. And even if you feel like your life has gotten so far past what you ever, you know, what you really dreamed it could be, like there's always like steps that you can be taking to put yourself closer to that version of you. And it's crazy how much tension that just relieves, and how much, you know, how it can heal your anxiety just by listening to yourself of like, you know, I really like to just like dress up and be super extra, and like that's why I had to move out of Seattle. Like, no offense to Seattle, but like I want to be running with the most extra, extra, extra people.
Scarlett, you are preaching to the choir. Yes. I put on a wig the other day and lashes and some heels to go and pick up some weed and some pie. Some pie.
On a Sunday.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
we were like, oh, it's that kind of a
it was one of those things where it was like, once I got started, I just had to come together. So I feel you
not?
On that.
Yes.
And I'm actually glad that you brought that up, because I was gonna say, we've kind of seen you like not necessarily transform, but you've changed a lot. You know, when we met you, you had like a blonde ponytail and this kind of stuff, you know, and now you've got, you know, when you cut your hair and you're embracing your darker hair color, and I see you doing your like reels, you're giving me this kind of like grown woman boss, like I'm in a grown sexy kind of way, you know,
an empowered type of way.
And it's very like, I love seeing that for you, because I've seen it kind of like from the beginning, you know. We of course we watch you, we know. But when, like, what for you, I know you're talking about with this journey, when did that like switch happen, or like when did you start to learn to love yourself this way outside of that relationship, or like,
yeah, I mean, it's never just one thing, but it was I kind of just reached the end of my rope of trying everything else except for doing like inner work. So there was a course that I did because I have, I mean, my story, I definitely will be writing a book because it's just so much, but I had a lot of like trauma when I was 15, 16, like, you know, like there was like some drugs that came into my family and like I came from a very like white picket fence, like American, you know, my dad was in the military, my mom, stay-at-home mom, and you know, that, and then everything shifted. They got divorced and like my whole world came basically crashing down and, and everything, you know, so I was a lot of stuff that I didn't deal with. And there's also, you know, my family is very like, they don't want to talk about things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you know, it's a very American thing. They, you know, I don't
We ignore trauma.
We ignore trauma. And I'm like, why are we like this? You know, like I don't want to just be like, cause I took depression medication for a long time and you know, this and that. And it's like, I'm so sick of this just being how I am. Like, how do I get out? Like this, I don't feel like this is who I am. I feel like I have this big Band-Aid on me and I don't want that. And I don't want to like, so I basically just started, really and kind of meditating, journaling a lot, sleeping a lot. I find a lot of answers in my dreams, of just
dream girl.
Yes, just like next steps that I can take. You know, I really believe that a lot of the answers do lie within us and in our subconscious, and that you can really tap into that if you're if you really, you know, try and get rid of all distractions. So like I moved back in with my dad and I was living with my dad for 4 months in Portland.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I thought you were in Hawaii.
I was, yeah. I was in Hawaii for a couple weeks.
I was like, wait a minute. I thought you were in Hawaii.
Yeah. So it's a long story, but basically like I found this girl named Catherine Zankina, and she has a business called Manifestation Babe that helps girls and women break through mental, emotional, spiritual like barriers that they have, you know, through breath work and which is this, if you guys have never heard of breath work or done breath work, it was life-changing. It's basically this like where you go into a deep breathing for like 40 minutes and it propels you into this like out-of-body experience to where you're no, like your eyes are open but you're no longer seeing what's around you. You're seeing like the universe and you're seeing like your situations from an objective point of view, and you're able to detach emotions from your situation and not, and like, cause you know how emotion can cloud you, right?
Absolutely. And, like, absolutely.
I'm such a person where like, I hang on to things. Like I have such a hard time letting go. Right. And that can just, it can bog you down and it can keep you from becoming that dream version of yourself. You know, I'm like, what is stopping me from just being this mature boss, sexy, da da da, this person that I so want to be, but have never allowed myself because I was just so like, what are people gonna think? Or da 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? None of that matters. And honestly, what other people think is none of my business. I need to do what I want to do because that's what my soul craves. It's what my heart craves. It's what, you know, like I, for whatever reason, was gifted a voice and the ability to write. And if I don't do something with that, it's a disservice to me. Absolutely. Mm. And to the people that like, that's their dream. Like, who am I to like, be like, I don't really feel like it or whatever, even though I have the passion, I have the ambition, I have the talent, I have the, you know, like, but I don't really, I'm just too insecure. Like, that's so like, that's just rude, you know, really, like it really is, you know, like, so I just, it really helped me kind of get over myself and just get into like my passion and just be happy doing that and be satisfied doing that, you know, and instead of making it about all these other things. So yeah, so that's like that. and the Dream Girl album, ladies, let me tell you, it is so it's I think it's kind of confusing for people because Dream Girl is such a, like, it doesn't really embody like what I've been portraying Dream Girl is about, but the whole album together is this like, I am what I want to be. I went through the graveyard. Mm. Like I made it out on the other side, revived, rejuvenated. I'm thriving. Like, you know, so it starts out. Dream Girl is like, it's the inception of it all.
Understood. Mm. Oh, I love that. Yes. Okay. I see. We're kind of like telling a story.
It's the very beginning. Yeah. It's a beginning of a very long story. I'm doing like a full visual album.
I saw, yes.
How long?
When is this?
Tell us how long the album's going to be and when's it dropping?
And when can we, right, come on, give us the goods.
Like, seasonal?
So, it's six songs.
Okay.
I am gonna. I have a surprise drop that will be coming before all of these come out.
Oh, okay.
That may or may not be coming in the next couple weeks.
Keep my eyes out.
That features a couple Seattle artists as well.
Oh, look, so, I just got the chills.
It's exciting. It's like four. It's like four names on there, and they're and it's good.
Do we know them? Do we know them?
You know all of them for sure. They're all very. They're all pretty well-known Seattle artists.
Okay, cool.
In awesome. My book, at least. So.
No, hey, I got you. Just know that we're excited and we're ready. So
I'm ready, yes. But the album, so the album will come out probably in I want to say in June or July.
That's okay. Awesome. You know, my birthday's in July, so it would be an awesome birthday present if you could do that for me, Scarlett.
Oh, my gosh. Definitely. Girl, you are for sure, let me tell you, for sure, you are going to have the brunch anthem of your life to
Ooh.
Sing.
Okay, stop. Like, I'm like excited and I'm upset
today.
Right. I'm excited because yay, but also I don't know like what when this is coming. I don't know like how many brunches I'm gonna have to go without this song.
Right. That's so true. Like I'm gonna drop that song when the clubs open and we can all yes. just be hungover and be like, where you at, girl? Let's go to brunch. Like, it's that vibe, right? So
okay, I love that. I love that.
I love that a lot.
Scarlett, I'm so excited for you. And I can tell you've been working really hard on this. So
thank
I can't wait to see how it all turns out when you're ready to bless us with it.
Yes. No, I'm so excited. It's just, it's everything I ever wanted, really. Like, I finally just got out of the way and was like, you know, like you said when you met me, I was in a different place. Like, I was like, who am I? What am I doing? Like, I love music, but like, I want to make music that people like. And like, I made, you know, and it wasn't music really that
you like. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the songs are good. I wrote them, you know, but like, it wasn't my vibe, you know, like, and that's okay. That's okay. And I think it's important for people to admit that and for people to go through that, you know, because sometimes you do have to kind of go down this little fork in the road to kind of figure out what you do like, you know.
I feel like especially with artists, and a lot of people talk about that, like, oh, I don't like them because their sound has changed, da 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 da. It's like, well, you were not the same person today that you were 5 years ago, you know. So of course their music's not the same. They're a different person than they were when you first heard them, like, you know. So if you're not changing and growing, then what are you doing?
Yeah,
you know.
Right. facts. Like, there should change shame needs to not be a thing. Like, allow people to change. Allow people to go through these phases, you know?
I also feel like versatility is super important as well in the industry, because if you're like already doing one thing, I always say this with Megan Thee Stallion, it's like, I love her to death and she's always going to be the hot girl. But there are times where I'm like, all right, Meg, like, can we like have a song about anything else? And I really appreciate it on her new album. She tried to give us kind of like a Soca vibe. Mm. And then like she slowed it down and gave us a pop song. But like she still had majority of the album was hot girl Meg rapping. And I was like, that's what we needed, because like I don't want them to put you in a box and then just be like, all right, that's all she's got to give us. And we did that in, you know, 2020, so we're moving on with something else now.
Right. Yeah, no, totally. And I think that it was important for me to get that out and to know for sure that wasn't what I wanted. You know, I would have always guessed. I would have wondered.
Right.
That's huge, actually. You don't know until you try. I'm at a path in my life that's similar to yours. I'm just a little bit behind you, sis. So I'm right there. Yeah. I got you.
Let's go, girl.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why Dream Girl resonates, and like everything that you're doing kind of resonates. I feel like I'm sounding like a creeper, but like when I look at your Instagram and like stuff that you're doing, it's like, man, I really like connect and resonate with that, because I feel like this move, kind of like what you guys are talking about earlier, is kind of that for me. It was like me getting out of my own way. Like, I've been afraid to do it for 6 years, and it's like, what is there to be afraid of? Because A, like, I can always come back. It's not like I'm moving and then like that's the end of my life.
Right. You're not right.
And so it's just like something for me I've got to do so that I can like show myself you can do it and you are able to, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if I succeed, awesome. If I don't, that's okay. Like, pick it up again. So I definitely like resonate with everything that you've said today on the show.
Well, and just like to speak on that for 1 second. I was always terrified to move to California, even though it was what I longed for it, right? Yeah. But there is something to be said about timing. That timing is always perfect, and you do have to trust that, because the version of yourself that you are right now is the version that is able to handle this move. So
right.
You just, you know, like, oh,
forget like, that.
Yeah. So just, yeah, be very gracious with yourself, and just, and, you know, and you always do the best that you can with what you have. So, you know, like, now that you're going to go there, it's going to be exactly what it's supposed to be. It's going to be perfect. You're going to love it.
I love it. Thank you so much for that.
We do have to wrap things up, Scarlett. Thank you so much for joining us today. Mm-hmm. Before we let you go, please let the people know where they can find you and your music.
Yes. Oh my God, we didn't get to do any hot takes.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay. This was about you anyways, and was a great conversation.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Jazz and Tay, thank you so much for having me. My name is Scarlett Park, Scarlett with one T and an E at the end of Park. So you can find me on all the places, all the social medias at Scarlett Park, ScarlettParke. Also, if you resonate with the Dream Girl vibe, you can go to Dream Girl by Scarlett and you can pick yourself up a Dream Girl necklace. It's 18 karat gold plated. Say it with your chest, ladies. You know, wake up every day feeling like a dream girl, because you are.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett.
Thank you so
we'll
much.
See you. Bye, guys. Tune in
Bye.
Next week.
Thank
Until
you.
Next time.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.